And now for some more news. The Broads Festival expands and Norfolk's newest marathon is a hit. But first, the good folk of Norwich attempt a world record. There was lots of colourful high-energy fun at Open in Norwich as huge crowds took part in a world record attempt for the most amount of people to Zumba while wearing a tutu. More than 500 people attended Hart's Zumba Tutu Party, which was organised by Zumba instructor Sarah Jane Yallop and Hart FM radio presenter Gary Stevens. The city venue was a blaze of colour, with people of all ages donning tutus and getting into the Zumba groove. To set the Record Holders Republic world record, they needed 200 people to take part, and they were delighted to have more than doubled that number. And while the final fundraising total is still to be confirmed, it's thought that several thousand pounds has been raised for Norwich-based charity The Hamlet, which provides recreational, educational and social opportunities for children and adults with profound disabilities and complex health needs.
Five Norwich City players took a break from training last week to don red noses in support of Red Nose Day 2017. On March the 24th, Comic Relief will again hold Red Nose Day, raising money to help those in the UK and abroad by inviting people to wear red noses, do funny activities, and raise money at work, home, or schools. Last time around, in 2015, the generous people of the East of England raised and donated more than £2.5 million. This money has been hard at work in the local area, with more than 187 projects funded across the region. And Norwich City's Michael McGovern, Wes Houlihan, Russell Martin, Ben Godfrey and Matt Jarvis got in the spirit to support the cause by posing with the red noses. The television event will be shown on BBC on the night on March the 24th and has a theme of a comic adventure.
East Anglia's first ever Muslim Scout group is starting up in Norwich. The 5th Ansar Norwich Scout Group will be run by volunteers, all of whom attend the city's three mosques, and it officially launches in Lakenham next month. It will follow traditional Scout activities, members will wear the usual uniform, and non-Muslims can join. Group Scout leader Mark Barrett, who coordinates neighbourhood support and development at the Isan Mosque and Islamic Centre on Chapelfield East, said, "The scouting movement has the potential to unite us. We all care for our children and want them to have good opportunities. It's really important for people to interact with Muslims. We need to understand each other." The new group will do all the usual things involved with the scouting movement, and non-Muslims will be able to learn about Muslims. It will be inclusive.
Norfolk's newest marathon race has been hailed a huge success. The first Marriott's Way Trail Marathon and Half Marathon has taken place. Full marathon runners set off from Aylsham Station at 9 a.m, while the half marathon began at Whitwell Station at 10:30 a.m. Crowds cheered home the finishers of both races at Sloughbottom Park in Norwich. The full marathon was won by Chris Mickleborough in a time of 2 hours, 50 minutes and 51 seconds, with the first finisher in the half marathon, Daniel Perry, completing the course in 1 hour, 29 minutes and 7 seconds. Race director Kevin Marshall, who runs the company Positive Steps Fitness and Wellbeing, said, "It's been brilliant. There was a good turnout and a good standard of running. For the winner to complete a trail marathon in under 3 hours is very impressive." He actually went the wrong way at one point, so ended up running about 27 miles.
The increasingly popular Broads Outdoors Festival has been extended by a week due to organiser demand. Now in its 7th year, the festival brings together special events throughout the Broads and will take place for 3 weeks in 2017 instead of the usual 2. It will launch with the new Southern Tour de Broads, a cycle race taking off from Great Yarmouth on Sunday, April the 30th, and will carry on until Sunday, May the 21st inclusive. This staple in the Broads calendar is organised by the Broads Authority to celebrate the wealth of activities on offer to local people and visitors. Lorna Marsh, head of communications at the Broads Authority, said a record 200 events took place last year, ranging from tours of mills, special night openings of museums, guided walks, wherry trips, watercolour and wildlife photography lessons, craft workshops and taster sessions for paddleboarding, and lots of other activities such as canoeing and geocaching, as just an example. We even had a worm charming championship. With more than a quarter of the rarest wildlife in the UK, 300 kilometres of footpaths, 122 miles of rivers, and more than 60 shallow lakes, the Broads is a special place which is worthy of further exploration by locals and visitors alike.